I just can't teach black faces. And I was like,
meaning the screen, right?
She meant the screen. She meant the black screen.
Welcome to the Good Dad, Bad Dad podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Armand Sheffy, and my other host, as always, is here with me, Eric Schaefer. And we're two very different fathers, finding common ground in parenting special needs kids, sports, nerd culture, and who knows what else. But one thing that we do know, that any day you could be the good dad or the bad dad. We hope you enjoy.
So, Armand, in our line of business, the next couple of weeks are pretty important.
Yeah.
We've got back to school. And I think between our four kids, we can kind of talk and share about how we prepare for school and how we get them ready for their upcoming school year. I know Layla is going to be a sophomore.
No, bro, a junior.
A junior.
Can you believe that? Wow. She actually joked about it the other day because her sophomore year was a COVID blink. It was like just some sort of fever dream. You know, like, it's like, did this even happen? Because she was a freshman.
Over a second.
Oh, yeah, because she never went into the building her entire sophomore year. Yeah. So, yeah, that happened.
Mateo is going into third grade.
I don't actually know.
That's her dad fail. Dad fail.
That is a dad fail. I think he's going into third grade.
Tim and Kyle are the same age, so yeah, it's got to be third.
Okay. Okay. All right, you guys. I was debating eliminating this from the podcast, but I just wanted to, we're going to share this moment. So we're recording this episode and my daughter FaceTimes me and I actually have an old phone of my wife's and she FaceTimed me once. I tried to turn it off, FaceTime again. I'm like, what is going on? Does she not know I'm recording? Hold on. I answer. I can't right now. I'm recording a podcast. And she's like, oh, so you're trying to call mom. Good. All right, bye. Love you.
Wait, how do I get to mom then?
I don't know. Move your legs. Love you. Bye.
Holy cow. How do I get to mom? Move your legs.
You guys, we are not in a big house. We are in a townhome. If you include the basement, there's three stories, but she never comes down here. So it's up a flight of stairs. And you're there. And that is the state of life with my 16-year-old who we are going to be shipping off to Grays Lake. Yeah, pretty soon. So
good luck. Good luck, Grays Lake. Yeah, good luck.
Oh my goodness, you guys. It's real out here. And right now, our home is a bit of a wild habitat with Mateo running around the house. So what's cool about his schooling is that they have what's called ESY. So he has extended school year. So basically it's like, you know, you have a little break here and a little break there, but you don't have like a summer break where he's all off, you know? So that was really cool during a lot of, you know, June and July, but now to get ready for the start of the next school year, there's 2 weeks off. So he's been home for 2 weeks. Actually, it'll be 2 weeks at the end of this week. That means I gotta deal with a few more days and I'm trying to do my job while deal with this little wild man running around the house. And the reason I bring it up is because my daughter is supposed to be the one that's helping me in this because she is also home. And yet you can see what her help looks like. She's probably trying to FaceTime Mateo and ask him if he needs.
Mateo has no clue what's going on.
No, Mateo's like,
he just wants to watch his videos.
Yeah, he's like, I'm just doing me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Videos, Goldfish, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, And then maybe take me out when mama gets home, because I know, Dad, you're not going to be able to do that. So I'm not even going to ask you. When mama gets home, I'll ask her.
And when does Layla go back to school?
She goes back on the 16th. So, yeah, she goes back next week. So Monday.
Wednesday. So when does Mateo?
Is that a Wednesday? Is that a Wednesday?
I don't know. I might have misspoken.
Oh, no, you're... No.
The 16th is a Monday. You're right. You're right.
It's Monday. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so but Mateo goes back like Thursday of that week. So that means...
Oh, so you have him.
Solo, with not even pretend help. Not even the assumption of help. So that means I have to get my laptop up on the main floor and be there just in case he goes. Because that way I can hear below and hear above. And that's also the floor where the oven and the stove are. So I make sure he doesn't burn himself or do anything crazy there, but he gets free reign up top and free reign below unless I start to hear water running.
This is my
life, bro. Like this is what's been going on in my home.
Be patient, you'll get through it.
Yeah.
The people that work at the school do it every day.
I know, bro, you know what? That is the best thing that came. So there's two great things that came out of COVID. One, and I know there's a lot of bad, right? Like, let's not pretend there wasn't. But two silver linings in our home, as it relates to Mateo schooling, is one, we got to have a good understanding of the type of stuff that they're doing with him to like help him progress. Cause he's not like a normal class, you know, most of his stuff is developmental, you know, and stuff that we really want to be on the same page with them helping with. And the second thing was a great appreciation for the patience that they have to have with him to do all of that stuff. It's like, man, it's really like pulling teeth and handholding and like,
whew. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, right?
Yeah. And it's easier when it's like, I'm asking him to get ready for school or to, you know, get going for this thing, or like, hey, let's go watch this thing or eat that. Like those are things that he has to some degree an invested interest in. Or, you know, it's not like into the world, but like having him, now we're going to do 2 + 3 right now. He doesn't care about that. He doesn't want to do that. So like getting him to do that stuff.
Getting him back into his routine seems like it's going to take a while, which we struggle every year with Kyle going from, you know, summer hours and camp back into, all right, you got to go to bed at, you know, 7:30.
Yeah.
You got to get up at this time. It's going to be a struggle because he's so schedule oriented. And right now, you know, summer camp, you know, it's great. They're outside.
What are they doing at summer camp?
So both kids are at the Wakanda Park District and they go 5 days a week. For Courtney, every Monday and Thursday, they go to Bangs Lake. So they're at the beach, they're in the sand, they're outside, right? So they typically, you know, spend a few hours there. Then they come back to the park district and have lunch together. And then they play games and crafts. And every Wednesday is a field trip. So the whole camp as a group goes on a field trip. And this year they've gone to the Milwaukee Zoo. They've gone to Barefoot Bay a couple of times.
Is that like a water park?
They've gone. Yeah, it's in Mundelein.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know. They've been to the, right off of, what is that?
Midlothian. Why don't we ever take Mateo there? I'm sorry. My brain just like turned on. He loves water parks. I'm sorry. We'll get to that in a second. Keep going.
It's been good. Kyle's, this is his third or fourth year at camp and he loves it. He loves being around with some of his friends from camp and kind of, you know, getting some time with his friends. Courtney, this is her first year. She kind of got, you know, I don't want to say robbed, but she got robbed of her first year last year. And we were, you know, we were worried about her. She's you know, not as outgoing as Kyle is, but she loves it. They both come home exhausted. They both come home. They want to eat their dinner. They want to take their showers. They'll watch maybe 20 minutes on their tablets, and then they're ready for bed. So
that is awesome. Yeah, and we need day camp for
next week. Yeah, they start Wednesday. So unfortunately, I have to take a work road trip Sunday to Tuesday. So I'll miss the back to school night where we get to meet the teacher and bring supplies over. And I think Diana's going to bring her mom, but yeah, they start Wednesday. And, you know, last year, Courtney was only on 3 hours a day. So now she's going to be there all day, which.
Oh, so this is a big transition.
It's going to be good. Well, I mean, camp, she was there all day too. So it's kind of preparing her. Yeah. So, yeah, it was fun. It just, you know, it kind of gives mom and dad a break, you know, from COVID for the last year.
Yeah.
Getting them out. And, you know, the camp has been, they've been good with the masks. You know, you can take them off outside and, you know, just keep your distance. And then if you're inside the building due to weather, everybody's got to put a mask on. So, they've kind of tolerated it. And, you know, they're, I think they're ready for camp. Well, they're ready to be inside with air condition.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially with the weather lately. And lately, it's been pretty hot and humid. We, I actually, at the end of the day yesterday, went to just a Round Lake pool, just because it's cheap and it's right there, with Larissa and Mateo. And that kid, he just loves being in the water. Like, that is his favorite thing. And I don't know if I talked on the last episode or any time before, but I preached at a water park event. Did I ever talk about that at all? Okay.
Yeah, Wisconsin Dells, right?
Yeah. So Mateo, he fell in love with that place. So what he does now, I don't know when he figured this out or when he started doing this, but he's addicted to stealing our phones, not for the sake of playing any games, but he wants to go into the Maps app and type in like different parks and then like look at them on the map and kind of like see where they are in relation to us. And when we get in the car, he'll ask for our phone and then he'll type in just this one park, Great Wolf Lodge. And he wants
that's
to
pretty cool, man.
Yeah, he wants it's cool until he's giving you the business and like pitching a fit in the back seat because
he wants to go.
The map is saying left and you're going right. And he's like, no, you're not going where we need to be going in order to get to the water park heaven. And it's like, man, so I think actually I've been to Barefoot. We got to take him there. We've never taken him there. And that's not far. And I think he would really dig that, you know?
You should, every once in a while on the Travel Channel, they do top 10 water parks in the U.S. And that's a pretty cool show.
He would like that. Yeah.
We love that version and we love the top 10 amusement parks. So we get a kick out of all that. So
Mateo watches sometimes roller coasters, like videos where they're on the roller coaster, you know?
So actually
since the water park though, he started doing that now I think about it with tube slides, where like he finds some channels that have just tube slides and he goes looking through those all the time.
So it should be interesting. You know, we've got all the school supplies ready and thankfully our kids haven't hit, you know, a growth spurt where we need to go and buy back to school clothes. They still fit in their clothes from last year, so mom's not so stressed. She's not so stressed about that. And now I think it's just the stress of, you know, liking the teachers we get, making sure that, like, you know, we get along with all the kids. And then mom and dad kind of take a breather and let the school year come to us. But it's fun. It's a fun time. You know, Kyle's excited to see all of his friends again. And Courtney doesn't really want to go. She would rather, you know, stay at camp or go back on vacation. We went to Cedar Point Friday and Saturday in Ohio. So
nice.
She she started going on some big guy roller coasters, and she was happy about that, but she didn't want to leave. She started crying. She's like, I want to stay.
Oh man.
I'm like, the real life says we have to go back to work.
Yeah. This is the way it goes.
You have to go back to camp and school. Well, no, I want to stay. Cedar Point.
That's like Layla right now. It started probably maybe 2 weeks ago. Whenever the first email we got from her school that was talking about, like, get ready for this, blah, 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 blah. It's when, like, the occasional tears and the I don't want to, that really started. But then when she got her schedule is when things really got real. And it's so interesting with her. And I think this is not just a her thing. This is probably an all of us thing that we probably need to evaluate on occasion. But like, she really has a tendency to find the reason why something is bad and not like, you're like raising your hand right now, huh? Like, yep, that's you.
That's me.
Well, so what I think is, and I've done it and I can do it, but I try not to. But the example here, she's had Spanish in high school for the first 2 years, and she even took it in middle school. And her mom speaks fluent Spanish, so that was a thing that we wanted to try to help her to actually develop, you know, I think not only in the business and, you know, real world, but like in her family world, you know, half of her mom's family speaks fluent Spanish. So Spanish has been a thing, but she's had the same teacher for both years and has not appreciated this teacher one bit. Like, actually a real funny story. I'm not going to say the name of the teacher so that I can say this story and feel okay about it. But they did virtual open house last school year, where it was like Zooms and YouTube videos that were pre-recorded that you showed up at these links at certain times. And so I was doing the open house by myself in the basement, and I get to hers, the Spanish teacher's, and it was just a pre-recorded YouTube video. And she's, you know, she's fine. She seems a little awkward with the technology, like she doesn't really understand it. And then she says, oh, and this is a point I was agreeing with. She's like, and it's really helpful if you guys make sure that your kids have their cameras on. It's really hard for us as teachers. And I'm like, oh, I totally get that, you know, when you can't see the kids. And she goes, it's really hard for us. She's like, I just can't teach black faces. And I was like,
meaning the screen, right?
She meant the screen. She meant the black screen. In the basement by myself watching this YouTube video, like, oh my gosh, this woman.
That's kind of when you need someone to watch your video and say, yeah, we need to edit that.
Oh, so I immediately paused it while I'm laughing, and I run upstairs. Layla, Larissa, y'all gotta watch this. So we had our moment, but okay, that wasn't the point. So the point of the story was, so she had this Spanish teacher for 2 years, and she was dreading it every year. So she gets her schedule, and then she says, oh my gosh, look who I have for Spanish. And she starts crying. So what's your thought, right? She has the same teacher again, right?
Well, she has obviously a history with her, right? Yeah.
But yo, it wasn't that teacher. It was a different Spanish teacher. So it's like, why are you crying? Here was the rationale that Layla had. Now I'm going to have to go to a real Spanish teacher, and I didn't learn anything for these past 2 years. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? There's no scenario. in which you're going to be satisfied, because that's literally the scenario
right.
that you would have wanted, that you got another Spanish teacher. I'm like, you should not be whining about this. Trust me, we're going to help you get through Spanish. Like, your mom speaks Spanish, so you're not going to struggle on that. You know what I mean? Like, you should be celebrating that you finally got out of the Spanish teacher that you've dreaded for 2 years. Oh, goodness. So,
can't please them all.
No, that reminded me of something I heard in a little talk I was listening to yesterday or 2 days ago, that, you know, we've always heard the, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? Right. And when you're talking to somebody who deals with fears and things like that, there's all these possibilities of, oh, it could be this bad, it could be that bad. And she said that she encouraged people to start flipping that thought around to, what's the best that could happen? And I'm like, oh, that's a really good thought. And like, how great things could potentially be versus how horrible they could potentially be. And like, I'm like, oh, that really is getting at the heart of half glass empty, half glass full, you know? And when she said that, though, because it was even so bizarre a thought to me, I'm realizing, oh, I'm not as optimistic of a person as I think I am, you know? Because I'm like, that sounded like a foreign thought when she said that.
I'm the glass half empty guy. So I get, you know, maybe it's just an anxiety over Spanish.
Yeah. I think it's just anxiety. Period.
Period.
Yeah. And it's like, it just,
how is she,
so many different ways.
How is she coping with going back into the building?
So for her, it's not even so much about the building and like COVID and all that sort of stuff. It's all just social anxiety. So the building for her is a place of anxiety because it's the container of all of the people. And those people are ones that she, you know, she struggles with the judgment. She struggles with them. And we've talked about this, you know, on previous episodes. What are they thinking about me? And, you know, what is so-and-so going to say? And who are going to be my friends? And I'm going to feel awkward. She often feels like she just doesn't fit, like a perfect fit in any of the cliques. And we all know high school's got plenty of cliques.
Yeah. And she just tell her she's got to do her.
Yeah.
Do you.
Yeah. And she's been able to do that here. And I think she's just concerned about how that works there, you know? So
yeah,
we shall see. The Good Dad, Bad Dad podcast is brought to you by Freedom Story Media, where we tell stories that inspire you to live a life of freedom and joy. Now let's get back to today's episode. Well, what do you say we spend the last few minutes talking about something fun that we did with our kiddos? What was that, a couple weekends ago?
2 weekends ago, yeah.
Yeah. So I always mess up the name of it. What is it called? The National
Card Collection Convention.
You don't remember either.
Okay. I don't really. I just call it the National.
The National. Okay. So it's something to do with cards, maybe trading card card collection, whatever. It's a convention for cards and it's national and everybody comes to Chicago.
Memorabilia.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know I shared, you know, my early days of going to the show on the last episode. And, you know, when we got to the show this past, you know, couple of weeks, I was just amazed at what they have going on. I mean, everybody in the card convention from Topps, Upper Deck, Panini, eBay was there.
Fanatics. I didn't know eBay was there.
eBay was there, yeah.
Nice.
Fanatics, they're a large clothing apparel that a lot of, you know, teams use now.
Yeah, they sell all the bear stuff.
Yeah, they sell a ton of stuff there. Yeah, but I was surprised at like how everything about the hobby is at this show, you know, from the card grading to dudes just sitting streaming, open up packs of cards and getting into it. But so Kyle, this is our second show. we loved it. What did you and Layla think when you guys, you know, had to walk 20 miles just to get into the building?
That was the funniest part of the whole trip. So for those of you who've never been, although I guess it wasn't like that for you last year, was it, Eric?
No.
So
not at all.
They, once you come in, the entryway to go into the showroom with everybody is to the left. But they send you to the right to get your wristband and everything. And we're like, okay, so we'll show that we paid. We go to the right. They give us a wristband, but then they send us into, like, you know how those lines are for, like, Six Flags Great America or something where they have, like, it all roped off. But it's like, yeah, it's a queue. It's huge, though.
It's in another convention hall in
Donald and Stevens. Literally takes up the whole thing when it's like, yeah, you're just going to now go up and down this queue, like in this roped off thing. And we didn't know if that was like to slow down the flow of traffic going in. So it's not like mob status, you know, we didn't know what, but it was like, you definitely spent the first probably 10 minutes walking through this thing.
I think what you said is right. Like, so they only had three people giving out wristbands to get into the queue, right?
Yeah.
Then you had to walk through the queue, which I felt sorry for some of the elderly folks because they were getting lapped pretty bad.
They were.
And then you walk past security going into the actual national floor, but then there's only two people checking wristbands once you get into the national. So I think it was just spacing out. So and then I found out that I didn't have to buy Kyle a ticket.
I was just going
to
say that.
So I'm already $20 in the hole.
Yeah. But we had a good time, you know, as it being our first one, we didn't really know what to expect. But I think, honestly, having gone to Comic-Con, it had a very similar feel to it in that. I think definitely more people, more things, you know, it was more full, in my opinion, than Comic-Con was, from what I remember, at least. Tons of cards on cards on cards on cards on cards, like, my goodness. And I was surprised, however, that I was not, and I didn't go to every booth, but Layla and I were on the hunt for a Justin Fields rookie card. But guess what just showed up in my house today, bro? A Justin Fields rookie card. A buddy of mine that I just interviewed for another podcast, be on the lookout for that, you guys, Freedom Story Media. We did a conversation about, you know, just his journey and stuff, and he's a huge card collector. He got kind of salty that I didn't invite him to the National because I didn't realize how big into cards he was. I mean, he has Kobe Bryant rookie cards, you know, LeBron cards. He brought a stack of cards to show me for our interview. And then he said he knew that I was looking for a Justin Fields card, but I wasn't able to get one there. So he's like, here's one that he has doubles of. So he's like, here, you can have it. And I'm like, oh, that's dope, bro. So nice.
That's a good friend right there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. But the thing that I thought my biggest takeaway that I would love to hand down to Layla is I want to more heavily embrace Jackie Robinson memorabilia. And I know that's pricey. Like you just
needle needle in the haystack.
Yeah. So, I've been into Jackie Robinson's story since last year to a big degree. And I didn't even think about it until I walked in there and I was seeing some cards. I was like, oh, they have Jackie Robinson. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a card plate. Like I went in there just thinking Justin Fields and I walked out most excited with a Jackie Robinson card and excited about potentially getting some more. So. Yeah, but we had fun. I think from Layla's perspective, real quick before you go, what she really appreciated about it was in the same way that I have dove headfirst into her K-pop world and tried to take her to Chinatown to go doing all that stuff, that this was her way to get to dive into Daddy's world and kind of see what the story was all about there. And she kind of was recording it. So actually, yeah, there's a vlog out there for it. If you go to Pastor Fury on YouTube, you'll see the vlog that we have of the National. So what were you going to say? How did you guys enjoy it?
It's We loved it. It's, you know, for Kyle, it's information overload, right? He wants to look at everything and stop at everything. And, you know, it's a 500,000 square feet of selling memorabilia and cards. And, you know, you try to walk it as much as you can, but, you know, if something catches his eye, he's got to stop. And thankfully, he hasn't gotten to the age where he wants the $100, $200, $300 cards. Yeah. We did some shopping in the bargain bins, which was just fine for him because he found a ton of cards that he liked. And we bought a couple of boxes that we opened up as a family, NHL 2021 extended series, with hopes of finding some Lafreniere cards. And we struck out, but we had fun. It was a family experience that all four of us sat down and opened. But they're doing in November, if you and Layla are interested, they do smaller shows there, so not so many people. They still have a decent amount of vendors, but Kyle wants to go because we started seeing advertisements for it. And I think, you know, the cost to get in is $10, so it's a little bit more feasible. But you know, I always like to see who's signing autographs. You know, they didn't have a whole lot of hockey players this time around, but we were excited. We liked, you know, the whole experience, and we'll definitely go again.
Nice. I contemplated when you were just sharing right there going to one of those smaller shows, but I have to think twice about that, because what I didn't share was the experience when I got home and I showed my lovely better half the cards that I got, and she saw that I spent over $100 on cards, and she's like, she goes, on cardboard?
What did she say? What did she say about the 30-year-old gum from the package of Michael?
Oh, she actually was really intrigued about that. So you guys got to check out the vlog. Go to Pastor Fury YouTube. Actually, go to pastorfury.com/videos. That'll take you right to my YouTube channel. And at the end of that video, there's me eating this old stick, 37-year-old stick of gum from a package of Michael Jackson cards. First of all, they had Michael Jackson cards? Yes, they had Michael Jackson cards. And she was like, she was all in watching me do that. She's like, you're crazy, but I want to see, you know? But she was not happy. And I think more importantly, the reason why she was really upset, if she knew it was like, oh, okay, you did that thing. But because I came in with the energy of, I'm super excited about cards again, and I think I'm going to collect Jackie Robinson's. And then she saw, you spent $130. This is the beginning of that? No, thank you. That's what she was like. No, we're not doing this. So we've got conversations to have. And I told her then, I was like, oh my gosh, she's not ready for NFTs then. She doesn't want me spending this on cardboard. Wait till I tell her I'm going to spend stuff on digital.
I've always been immersed into the memorabilia and card collection. The card collection just started up again just within the last, you know, 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
But I have a ton of game-worn hockey jerseys, baseball jerseys. And, you know, Diana always gives me, you know, a hard time of like, what are you going to do with them? They just sit in the closet. And I've shown her, you know, the last couple of years, what the value of these things are. Right. They're only worth what you can make off of it, right?
Absolutely.
So I started showing her, and I said, look, I said, it gives me a hobby to do, but then it gives me a story to pass down to the kids. Right. And whether if I'm here or gone and they have my collection, one, they have a story.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you can sell it. You know, if you think you can, you know what you're doing and you can make money off of dad's collection, go ahead and sell it. But it's a part of who I am. You know, I've always loved sports, and, you know, Kyle is, you know, getting there. He's, you know, on and off about it, but, he likes
he's feeding off of your excitement about it too, and it's kind of like he's picking
he wants the story of how did you get into this and why and what are we gonna like when I say it's, you know, my collection, I say it's our collection, like I'm putting it with our collection, not just mine but ours. But once I showed Diana
with Layla, that's cool.
Once I showed Diana like the value of some of these, she's kind of like, okay, like just discuss with me if we're spending a ton of money on something and we'll make it work. I mean, I'll tell you this story now. Right before I started dating her, I bought this New York Rangers game used jersey. And it was a game used jersey of Matthew Schneider. He was a great defenseman for the Rangers. But it was a jersey that the Rangers only wore for one season. It was a third jersey, and it was their Liberty head. And the typical color for their Liberty head jerseys are blue. Well, for this one year, they reversed it and made it white. Well, there's collectors out there that are spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars because they didn't make a lot of these.
Right.
So I bought a game used jersey, and I bought it for $750. So this is pre-Diana.
Right.
Well, now there's a collector that's offered $5,000 because the company that I bought it from has my information. And every once in a while, they'll say, hey, are you looking to sell? Are you looking to buy? Hey, we have this collector. And she's like, sell. I'm like, if we wait until he gets more of these game worn jerseys from the Rangers that year, I'm like, then we could drive up the cost. And she's like, no, sell. And I'm like, not yet. But
that's cool, man.
It's fun.
That's cool. One of the things I tried to tell Larissa in that conversation was, like, the cards, it's not just cardboard. Like, A, there's the investment element of it. So, like, you can get cards as an investment. And then for me, then there's the nostalgia or the story, if that's another way you want to put it, of the purchase. And then you've got the ones that are like both, where it's like, oh, this was an investment and it's something. So, like, for instance, the Jackie Robinson card I got, I know I overpaid for it. Like, I know I could have got it for cheaper on eBay, but that card now is got a story attached to it as, this is like, so when I hand this off to Layla, it's like, this was when my dad and I went to the card show back in 2021. You know what I mean? It was the first time we went there. And you know what I mean? So like that's why I was like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and get this one now, you know, even though I'm sure I could just get it cheap. Because if I was just getting for the investment, that wasn't the smartest place. Yeah. But I was getting that one for both. But a lot of the ones that I have, that I still have of old cards, those I bought when I was a kid. In my mind, when I was buying cards, when I was buying comics, it wasn't because I wanted to read the comics. Most of my comics I literally never read, or I bought two. I bought one to read and one to
save
an investment, you know? Yep. But a lot of them, because I just didn't have a whole lot of money, I literally just bought it because I was like, one day, these might actually be worth something. They're sitting in a box right now waiting.
Well, I think you can show Larissa like how popular, you know, the card hobby is right now. Yeah. You know, you can show her like, you know, 500,000 square feet, and there were probably 200,000 people.
Right.
I'm probably exaggerating the number, but there was no room to maneuver.
And then they're coming in and out. So it's not even just like the same people. So like people are showing up as we're leaving, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I look at it as, you know, you're right. There's two, you know, it's the investment and it's the story.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true, man. And I think that is a general thought about a lot of life. There's the head and then there's the heart, right? Like there's the thing that makes sense and the things that like that really make an impact and tell a story.
I'm just dreading that point where as Kyle gets older, if he stays with it, you know, that 25-cent purchase of a bunch of cards we made, that's going to become $100 to $200 purchase. And that's what I'm like, kind of like, yeah, all right, well, we'll have to think about it.
Right. Hey, man, it definitely all progresses, though. Well, hey, man, this has been a great convo. I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed getting more into what's going on in our family lives. Hopefully, we'll be able to do that more on the next episode. So thank you all for listening. I hope you all enjoyed the conversation as well. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes or wherever else you're listening. Share it with a friend. Comment on the website, gooddaddadpod.com, or on our Instagram. We'd love to be hearing more from you guys. And we'd love to know, like, what topics specifically would you guys love to hear more about from us? Because we talk about a lot of stuff. We've got a lot of different interests. But not only do we just want to have a good time in our conversations, but we want to make sure that we are really giving you guys some of the content that you're really looking for. So with that being said, we will see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good one. Peace.